The Australian today on its front page has a story from Darren Davidson, the media editor, saying that Facebook is using its algorithms to exploit teenagers in Australia, finding out when they are feeling worthless, insecure and vulnerable, and then bombarding them with appropriate advertising. It's an astonishing insight into their business methods. Travis Holland is from Charles Sturt University, lectures in digital media and communications and understands these things. Morning to you, Travis.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, I'm terrified and horrified by what we're learning. They haven't disputed it, Facebook. They've said, yeah, something's gone wrong here. We shouldn't be doing that. It's an astonishing thing to use what kids are putting on their Facebook page to then bombard them with stuff when they're at their lowest.
Yes, well, the Australian says that Facebook has referred to this as a piece of insight. Effectively, you know, they conduct research on their users all the time. And in many ways, I think it harks back to the 2014 so-called emotions study, which, you know, they showed that you could manipulate what people put, what kind of sentiment they put in their news feeds based on what you'd previously shown them. So it appears to be a similar sort of approach here is what are we able to work out what people are posting about and then target them based on, with other information and particularly advertising based on what they're posting.
So what sort of advertising, what sort of marketing is directed at people?
Well, look, Facebook has all sorts of ways of knowing what you post.
Yep.
You know, their whole business is built around information that you've given it, things such as age, gender, relationship status and location. But
sure.
Then in recent years, of course, they've been developing tools to more fine-grain that. And so they analyse sentiment and they analyse even images, for example. They have quite fairly capable and robust image matching software, so they can work out what's in photos, even if you hadn't tagged a photo at a particular location.
So I guess from their point of view, this is just using what's at hand to advance their commercial cause. But at what point does it become inappropriately intrusive?
Look, that's an absolutely great question, and I think in many ways we've wholeheartedly or wholesale adopted these technologies without considering those questions. And when they go about and do the kind of research that they've been accused of doing, in some ways it poses a problem because they don't necessarily have the long-developed ethics frameworks that other institutions might have had around how to look after vulnerable young people. Though, you know, Facebook spokesperson does note that they have an ethics framework in place. In this case, it's obviously not one that seems to have been robust enough to catch this before it got through the ranks.
They're showing all the failings of any monopoly, quite frankly, Travis. They're unaccountable because they are a monopoly.
It does seem to be the case. You know, Facebook and Google both are increasing advertising revenue, and other networks such as Twitter, for example, are not even making a dent. So,
thank you indeed, Travis. It's fascinating. From Charles Sturt University, Travis Holland.